wide world of sports is going on here.
Broadcasting live from the greatest city in the world.
Austin, Texas, baby.
It's Bucky and Aaron.
You guys want to play some twos?
You know what? Actually, we're kind of in the middle of a conversation.
B&E.
What's B&E?
Bucky Godbolt, Aaron Hogan on the Horn, 104.9 AM 1260 and hornfm.com with the Longhorns Play and Austin Talks Sports.
You think we've gotten too radical with our message? Well, I got news for you. You ain't heard nothing yet. And if you don't know, now you know. Glory, glory.
Boy, what a Friday. Beautiful in Austin, Texas. It's beautiful in Bastrop, Texas as well. That's where we are coming to you live, near Bastrop, the Hyatt Lost Pines Resort, Wolf Dancer Golf Club, site of the 20th playing of the Mullet Open, which tees off at 11 o'clock this morning. Appreciate you being with us. If you're making your way out here for the tournament, which so many of you will be, make sure you're hydrating yourself. It's going to be a very warm Friday and a warm weekend on top of that. And be careful, but get on out here. It's going to be beautiful. Bucky played the course yesterday with his Texas Cheaters and some other folks and reported back that it's in as good a shape as it's ever been out here. And that's pretty much the case for most courses in Central Texas with all the rain that we've had. And now these warm, humid days, really lush. Everything's green, and greens are rolling true and fast, and it's going to be a lot of fun today. But as Buck warned you, if you hit it in the rough today, you might want to just leave it there because apparently there's some high grass around on the outer-lying fringes of the fairways. So keep it straight. Keep that ball in the air. There will be some wind today, too. So we're excited about that. We'll talk to some of our great partners here between now and 10 o'clock. We also have to get into this college football playoff expansion conversation, which is on an absolute fast track. After the announcement yesterday and the proposal, we'll get you details on that coming up. College baseball, the road to Omaha begins in earnest today and into the weekend, certainly for the Texas Longhorns. But 16 teams remain. 8 will make their way to Omaha coming out of the weekend. We'll have a preview there as well. NBA playoffs are pretty dang good. Good doubleheader last night, including, as we were talking about on the way to the top of the hour, the dust-up, the skirmish between the two lifetime Longhorns, Kevin Durant and P.J. Tucker. Isaiah Collier, our producer back at the Horn headquarters, for those who did not see the game last night, do give us some play-by-play on what went on between P.J. and K.D. That got so heated.
Yeah, KD was going across the lane, going for a jumper. PJ fouled him. KD said something after PJ fouled. PJ didn't like the foul. And, yeah, PJ reacted to whatever KD said. And, yeah, they went toe-to-toe. And, yeah, buck off. I know this isn't Thursday, but buck off to the bouncer security card that came out of nowhere and pushed the hell out of PJ Tucker. Like that almost, you know, took it to a whole nother notch because PJ, you know, it was a little bit about basketball, but once homeboy came in, the bouncer, it became a little personal. PJ was ready to hurt that man.
Who was that you know, it was a player, right?
No, it was like a security guard out the stands. That came in.
What?
And you could see the staff from Milwaukee. They had a problem with that, too. He just got a little bit too physical.
What's homeboy doing today? I mean, come on, man.
I have no idea, but it was.
Where's LeVar Ball? Stay in your lane. I mean, you're there for security of the fans and the folks there. You're not there for this nonsense, but that was intriguing as well. So interesting stuff in the NBA. With that in mind, let's get you caught up on the news of the morning. If you're up and out on this Friday morning, trending topics to get make sure you're in the know. Top Gun, Lawn and Equipment Rentals bring you the news. And heck yeah, we start with the big news from college football. An announcement yesterday from a playoff management committee subgroup to expand college football's playoff from 4 teams to 12 in coming years. The CFP's four-person group consists of SEC Commissioner Greg Sankey, Big 12 Commissioner Bob Bowlsby, Mountain West Commissioner Craig Thompson, and the Notre Dame Athletic Director Jack Swarbrick. The 12-team format would include the 6 highest-ranked conference champions, and then 6 at-large spots would be filled. The 4 highest-ranked conference champs would receive a first-round bye. The teams 5 through 12 would play each other in first-round action on home field of the higher-ranked team. CFP Executive Director Bill Hancock says the format will not change this year or next. The current agreements run through the 2025-26 season. 2023 could be the first year of this. We will talk, obviously, much more about it here coming up. College baseball and play resumes today on that road to Omaha in the College World Series. Four Super Regional Game 1s on tap today. First game of the day is 11 o'clock this morning. Vanderbilt will host the East Carolina Pirates. 2 o'clock this afternoon, it'll be sizzling in Lubbock. Texas Tech to host Stanford in Game 1 there. At 5 o'clock, it's our top-ranked Arkansas hosting NC State. 8 o'clock tonight, Ole Miss is at Arizona. Of course, 8 o'clock tomorrow night, Longhorns will play the fourth game of the day right here in Austin, Texas. UFCU Dish Falk Field, the site. Longhorns open their Super Regional best of three with South Florida. That'll be a 7:45 pregame right here on the Horn. Yesterday here on the Horn, head coach David Pierce did indicate that he's leaning towards Ty Madden getting the game one start. Last weekend in the regional round, it was Tristan Stevens, but we'll hopefully get official word on that today. College softball, Oklahoma, the national champions of college softball. They beat Florida State yesterday 5-1 in that championship game. NBA playoffs last night, as we mentioned, the doubleheader. Brooklyn had taken the first two games from Milwaukee fairly easily. Last night, not the case. Milwaukee bites back 86-83, held the Nets to 83 points, 11 in the first quarter, and get the win. Last night, Utah took a 2-0 lead in their series with the LA Clippers as they win at 117-111. Donovan Mitchell with another big game, 37 points. Major League Baseball, Astros could not finish off the sweep in Boston at Fenway Park. They lose it 12-8, had a lead there, up 7-4, but bullpen couldn't hold it, and the Bo Sox get the victory there. The Astros still took two out of three. Rangers had the night off. Round Rock was a 2-1 loser in Sugar Land.
Horn Headlines brought to you by Top Gun Rentals and Lawn Equipment.
Come to Top Gun and buy or rent the equipment you need for your construction and lawn projects, and you could win a bottle of 1942 Don Julio tequila or Blanton's whiskey.
TopGun.net. We'll shoot you straight.
Every single time with Brandon Mars and the team over there. And all right, now Bucky Godbolt has stepped aside because he's going to be doing some preparation duties here, get this thing ready, 3 hours to tea time, and shotgun here at Hyatt Lost Pines, and look who's shown up, drug out of the weeds here out in the, down along the Colorado River. He is our good buddy Brad Kellner. BK, how are you, bud?
I'm doing great. It's early for me, man. I don't know how you guys do this every day, and I did this every day with y'all for 3 years, and I can't do it again. It's impressive that you guys have done 20 years of waking up this early to do a radio show.
Yeah. Well, and Derek Cohen, our on-site engineer, was here like 4:30. He was out here with the deer and whatever else are out here at that time of morning in the middle of nowhere. That's one of the great things about the Hyatt Lost Pines Resort, and I think you just made the trek. You feel pretty good about your time. You made it down 71 in pretty good time. Then you hit the road in. And the long and windy road at 16 or 18 miles an hour.
That's half the trip right there.
It feels like it. It just goes on and on and on. And and that's one of the coolest things about this resort. It's a staycation. But, man, you are out here. I mean, you got to dive deep to get back into the bank of the Colorado River.
Oh, this place is awesome. I'm glad it's back open, and I'm glad this event is back. You know, there were a lot of horrible parts of 2020, but not having the mullet open was one of the worst parts. This is such a great event that the Buck puts on every year for a couple of great causes here in Central Texas, and I'm excited this thing is back, man. I know Bucky has put in a ton of work to make this happen. The raffle prizes are here. You've got the silent auction prizes that look incredible. I heard y'all talking about those earlier. The beer pyramid. The beer throne is back, which is always cool to see. So great to be out here. Great to be a small part of this thing, man.
Agree. Ditto on my front. I mean, it's been amazing to watch Bucky over two decades put this thing together and put it on. And, you know, I've worked at a lot of radio stations that try to put on a golf tournament and do it as well as Bucky does. And it's once you try to do your own and you have a whole staff of people trying to do it, and then you see the Buck and Jancy, what they pull off, it's pretty incredible. And it's funny, I was getting out of my car this morning at 5:15, BK walking in, and one of the workers here at Wolf Dancer was walking in with me, and she said, "You know what? Are you part of this tournament or are you playing?" I was like, "Well, no, I'm both. I'm doing the radio show." And she goes, "Well, this is my favorite tournament of every year."
How about that?
And we host a lot of them out here, but far and away my favorite tournament. And I think that's kind of the case, and that's why there's a waiting list to be on it, and so many great prizes. But just the people, the fun, the golf, of course. As you mentioned, the Bud Light and Bud Seltzer pyramid of thank you to Brown Distributing and my buddy Hunter Brown and the crew out there, their donation. They've been a part of this for 20 years. Tito Beverage and Tito's Handmade Vodka have been a part of this for 20 years. Mm-hmm. You know, it's funny, I met with someone this week from Tito's, who's one of their sales executives, And he said, you know, because we're talking about Austin FC and the soccer, and he's like, you know, we were looking into that and being a sponsor with the Austin FC as Tito's and being here in Austin. And I thought this was interesting and kind of speaks to Tito Beverage that he said, yeah, the price tag was pretty high. And Tito said, you know what, I'd rather spend that on charity, being charitable.
How about that?
I'd rather, it would be great for us to be a part of the Austin FC, and it wasn't a slight or a slap at Austin FC. It was just – that money I'd rather put towards good causes. I mean, obviously Tito's now a $1 billion company and the world's premier vodka. I mean, that speaks to him. But it started with stuff like this on a local level, helping Bucky put on a golf tournament that helps a lot of people. That's how Tito has grown that brand, and that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, when your name is Tito Beverage, that's his God-given name, I think.
Yes.
You've got to do cool stuff like that. So, yeah, I mean, there's more Tito's here every year than I see at any bar ever.
Yes.
It's unbelievable how much those guys donate, and it's really, really cool to see, and the Buck does so much, too. I mean, he goes around the city. I always offer to help out, like, what can I do, and he's like, I got it. I even came here last night after the show, E, to try to help a little bit. I get here, and everything's done. They've got 4 slices of pizza for me. They've got beer for me. I'm just chilling, drinking beer with Bucky and the Texas Cheaters. Like, it's amazing the amount of work that he does for this, but also the tremendous sponsors. I mean, there's this banner we're looking at. You've got dozens and dozens of Central Texas sponsors who just come out in droves year in and year out to make this thing possible. So shout out to the Buck, but shout out to everybody who makes this thing happen every year, man. It's really, really cool, and 2 decades of doing this is something special.
No doubt. Missed last year because of the pandemic, and it's good to be back. And as we've said, it'll be kind of a reunion. Get to see everybody because a lot of the folks who played in the first one are playing in the 20th one, and they're bringing their kids who have grown up listening on the radio, and that is always a cool generational thing for us, for sure. But BK, generational, you are our great sidekick for years on the morning show, now with the afternoons with RBKD, and doing great work there. What do you make of this college football playoff proposal that came down yesterday? 12 teams. I think you and I and Buck, and knowing you in the past and our conversations, are anything that brings more football and more games that matter to the table, I think I'm for. I know on your show, Kevin Dunn is not as much an advocate. He does want to water down the regular season. And my only question is, after reading the proposal yesterday and hearing their reasoning, I actually agree with Bob Bowlesby that it actually accentuates the regular season because there will be more meaningful games in November. People are playing for more spots. So those games in November that, you know, oh, well, we're not going to make the Final Four, so this is just a game. It's a big conference game for us. But all of a sudden it takes on a more of an impactful situation that we can maybe play our way into that, you know, one of those 6 at-large spots and into that Final 12. I mean, to me it makes November more exciting. Certainly come December, instead of bowl games, you're getting meaningful games in December that matter to move forward. I'm all for it. I think it's a smart way to go for college football.
Yeah, 8 to me is perfect, but I'm cool with 12. I love playoff football. I love playoff anything, so I'm never going to complain when we get more playoffs. It's awesome. And, yeah, I mean, we knew last year with Texas after the Oklahoma game, early October, when the Longhorns lost that 4 overtime thriller to OU, that they were done. And a lot of Texas fans kind of checked out on the season because, well, you don't have any shot to compete for a national championship anymore. And that happens in this sport. If you lose a second game, then you're done. And you start to see players opt out and fans kind of give up on their team. So, yeah, this makes the regular season more meaningful, in my opinion, and it gives more meaningful games throughout the months of October and November. So I love it. Once again, I'm not going to complain with more playoff football. And you think about it, you look at the other sports, right? More than 50% of NBA teams make the playoffs every year. People don't complain too much about too many teams being in the NBA playoffs. 50% of NHL teams make it to the playoffs every year. People don't complain about that. The NFL has, 40% of its teams make the playoffs every year. College football, if it expands to 12, would have 9% of its FBS teams make the playoff every year. So still far and away the fewest out of any important sports league. I think it'd be great to give more teams a chance and give us more playoff football.
Agreed. And again, the folks who love college football and college athletics have always preached, we don't want to be professional football. You know, it's like someone from Houston where they just build roads and build roads and build roads. People in Austin are like, well, we don't want to be Houston. We don't want to build – well, you can build some roads. I'm not saying you have to build roads like Houston builds roads, right, or Dallas builds freeways, but you can build some. You can build a couple.
We could have a few more here.
You know, we could have some more roads without stoplights. I don't know. But I understand Austin wanting to stay Austin. I understand college athletics wanting to stay college athletics, not professional sports. But we know with the money and the interest, it's becoming that. It's becoming more and more of that, and this is a step towards that direction, no doubt. But I agree with your point of the number of teams and for the improvement of the regular season. And here's, I'll give you an example. You said Texas when they lost to Oklahoma. I think Oklahoma is the best example of what this new format provides or would provide. And we went through it in the 6 o'clock hour, BK, but it bears mentioning again that if you take last year's results and build the 12-team model, Oklahoma is the top four seed, even though they didn't even make the Final Four, right? And that's because they would have been the high, because, again, the top six highest-ranked conference champions are your top six. Notre Dame has opted themselves out of this. They're not joining a conference. Jack Swarbrick, who's on this committee, has agreed we're not, you know, we'll never get a bye.
Right.
We'll get our bye the week before when y'all are playing your conference championship,
yeah.
but we're not going to give up our independence. Well, under that scenario, Oklahoma would have leapfrogged Notre Dame into the top four, and they would have been one of the top four, along with Clemson, Ohio State, and Alabama. And so now, to your point, Oklahoma, who lost two games early in the Big 12, fan base, folks kind of, well, they're not really in it for the big thing. They could still win the Big 12, which is cool. Well, now the whole season you're still in it. You're still in that conversation. How highly can we get ranked? Can we get into that top six? Can we get into that top four and win our conference? It makes winning the conference championship ultimate import. And then winning every game, because when you say water down the regular season, that means to me that there are now meaningless games in your season. I don't believe that. I don't think any game, this doesn't do anything to change the fact that every game is huge. Every game is vital because there's more to play for. There's more opportunities. There's more seats at the table. And with your point about you've always been for eight, you and I are in agreement on that. I've always been an eight-team guy. Even when they went to four, I thought they should just go to eight. Let's just move to eight now to avoid what we're dealing with right now. Mm-hmm. But what I think they've done, which I think is pretty smart, they've made everybody happy. They've given everybody a chance. In a sense, and some have disagreed with me on the text line this morning, BK, and you can agree or disagree. I view the back eight, the 5-12, as kind of a play-in scenario. Like, okay, here's our best four teams. They're getting a bye. You eight play one game, and then once you get through that play-in weekend, now you're at eight. And Coastal Carolina got their look at it. Cincinnati got their chance.
Yeah.
Everybody got their chance. Everybody that's bitching when they don't get in, they had their chance on the field to settle it. And then when that's done, dust settles, who's left? These are our best eight teams. Let's play this thing out and let's figure it out.
And you won't have players opting out of those New Year's Six-style bowl games
anymore.
Like, we try to pretend that those games are important, but you saw it last year with Florida against Oklahoma. Well, half their team opted out of that bowl game. Well, if they're playing for a spot in a national championship, they're not going to opt out. So that makes the playoffs, that makes those New Year's Six games way, way more important. And I know naysayers will say, well, it's just going to be Alabama, Clemson, and Ohio State at the end of the day anyways. And you may be right. Well, number one, there's a chance that one of those teams gets upset one year. But also, you get more playoff games. Like, even if those teams dominate their games, you still have some entertaining playoff games between a Cincinnati and Oklahoma or something like that.
Well, last year, again, if you take last year's bracket, The play-in weekend, as I call it, no one else likes that, Cincinnati would have played Georgia out of the SEC. And they've actually met in the bowl game.
Yeah.
That was a
great game.
It was a great game.
It came down to the final seconds.
Great game.
Can you imagine that for
by my read of
championship?
And Cincinnati would have been the higher seed at eight. They would have hosted the game. Mm-hmm. Cincinnati hosting Georgia. Who's not compelled by that game? Notre Dame is hosting Coastal Carolina. Notre Dame probably wins, but Coastal Carolina was the story of last year.
Hey, they beat Kansas.
They beat
That's hard to do.
And they beat BYU.
Yeah, they actually beat good teams.
Beat BYU.
Too. Yeah.
Zach Wilson and company.
Yeah.
So, but again, who's not tuning in to see that game? Because it matters.
Right. And everyone complaining about playoff expansion will watch every single one of these games.
A&M under last year's format and under what they're proposing, A&M would have hosted Indiana.
Okay.
The co-champs of the second team in the Big Ten. In a pretty good game, that's fun. And then Florida would have played Iowa State. Iowa State, even though they lost to Oklahoma in a 7-point game in the Big 12 tournament, or Big 12 championship game, they're playing. So those eight teams are now playing in to an 8-team playoff. Let's decide this thing finally on the field, and then we'll go from there. And you may have gotten Georgia, Texas A&M, and Florida. You could add four teams in the final eight potentially,
yep,
which is what the SEC has always argued for. But at least we found out on the field.
Absolutely.
And Coastal got their look at it. Cincinnati got to be host a huge game. And remember, those top, you know, five through eight or nine, they get to host an extra home game, which is huge for revenue purposes. I see way, way more positives than any negatives people can present for the good of college athletics. And I think you brought up something just now that we hadn't talked about, the opt-out factor.
Mm-hmm.
Fewer players are opting out. And think about, as name, image, and likeness comes online, where people, it's about your brand, these young people are going to want to play in these more games, want to be playing in these big games because it helps their name, image, and likeness and be able to make profit on their brand.
Yeah, and we've got this facade that everybody has a chance. You know, oh, once we expand it from 2 to 4, every team in college football has a chance to win the national championship. That's just not true. I mean, we've seen G5 teams go undefeated, right? Central Florida a couple of years ago. I'm not saying they would have beat Alabama in the national championship game in 2017, but they deserved a shot. So this just gives those other teams, those smaller schools, an actual opportunity to compete for a championship. But, yeah, everyone's going to watch this. This obviously makes sense for the conferences. It makes sense for the schools. It makes sense for the TV partners because, at the end of the day, this is a business, and this will help generate more dollars for that business. But also it gives us more playoff football to watch. It gives us more entertaining games. And it gives everybody a chance to actually compete for a national championship in a sport that historically has not given everybody a chance to really compete for something great.
Well, and if you parallel what's happening here, and again, for folks, this proposal, this was announced yesterday. This is not media reports. This was announced by this four-person subgroup of the major of the big committee. They're all going to meet in July 17th and 18th, right after Big 12 Media Days. They're all going to gather in Chicago. And if this gets the go ahead, we're moving forward with it. And you know, it'll just be about timeline. When can it happen?
Yep.
Is it 2023? Is it 2024? But if you parallel that, BK, Brad Kellner with me as Bucky's doing setup here for the Mullet Open. If you pair it with what's happening in the NFL, we know the NFL is going to 17 games this year, but it's pretty much widely known they're going to 18 games pretty soon beyond that. They're going to cancel another preseason game and go to 18 regular season games. But when that happens, the concession the league would make to the players' union is a second bye week. So now with 18 games in a regular season and two bye weeks, you now have a 20-week regular season in the NFL. Well, now all of a sudden the NFL playoffs are getting pushed back a couple of weeks into January. So the this college football playoff fits very nicely from mid-December into mid-January to decide the champion even before the NFL playoffs would begin. So one playoff wraps up and another playoff starts, essentially.
I love football.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I'm in favor of all of these spring leagues, too. Most people don't give a damn about the USFL coming back or the AAF or the XFL or whatever the hell leagues there are, but I want football all the time. Football's great. Playoff football is even better. Yeah. And, yeah, to have a 12-team college football playoff followed by the 12-team NFL playoff back-to-back, that's awesome.
Well, obviously the NFL regular season matters, so Sunday's owned by the NFL, Thursday night, whatever. But starting in early December with Championship Saturday, when it's conference championship games, which is essentially, by this format, is huge to win your conference champion and be one of the top six highest-ranked conference teams or champions, that begins in December. So December, followed up by the play-in weekend, followed up by the eight teams, and then the week off, and then Final Four. So essentially you're wrapping up the college football season by mid-January. Mm-hmm. And that's really, when you start looking at an 18-game NFL schedule with two bye weeks, that's about when they're going to start. Wild Card Weekend is going to be mid-January. Super Bowl is going to be pushed back into February, which is something we've always longed for, BK. The Super Bowl to be played on the Sunday before President's Day, so we're all off the next day.
Nah, I don't long for that. I want two separate holidays. I want President's Day to still be a day off, but I also want the day after the Super Bowl to be a day off, too.
But it already is. It's already a federal holiday. Yeah. We could actually get to that where Super Bowl Sunday is right there.
It's true.
Right there. Just a thought. Just saying. And then it kind of falls right in. It's just kind of like a Lego piece.
Well, your co-host is rubbing off on you, huh? Talking about all these days off, because he is the king of taking days off, by the way, Mr. Bucky Godbold. He does a better job of that than anybody in the history of the world.
Well, no, trust me. We do. We are in sports radio. If that happened, we would be working that Monday after the Super Bowl. We're not going to be here talking about
it. We'll take the Tuesday off then.
Yes, that's what we'll do. We'll go ahead and seed Tuesday, yeah, or maybe Wednesday. Let's do that midweek thing.
There you go.
We'll do 2-2. All right, Brad Kellner's hanging out. We'll get back into these NFL playoffs. BK, the Blitz is coming, and I think you're going to be sitting here, so
no.
Be ready for that if you'd like to say hello to Brad Kellner here before 9 o'clock in the morning. Plus, Craig Way has Craig Way Report. We've got some salacious gossip. We roll on live from the Mullet Open, Hyatt Lost Pines Resort, the beautiful Wolf Dancer Golf Club. It is the 20th playing and the 21st anniversary of the Mullet Open, live here on the Horn, live, local, and digital, streaming on the Horn app and at hornfm.com.
It's Bucky and Aaron.
We're live at the Mullet Open. 20th playing of 21st annual. That's right, the Mullet Open turns 21. That could be dangerous.
Mm.
And I'm looking at this video, Brad Kellner. Were you and the RBKD guys on this boat that almost went over the Longhorn Dam yesterday?
No.
The hell were y'all doing out there?
That happened?
Yeah. Look at that video of a boat of people perilously close to going over the edge of Longhorn Dam.
What is Longhorn Dam? Is that like the Hoover Dam?
Well, it's, yes, you know the Longhorn Dam.
Is that like Mansfield Dam?
It's near it, yes.
I actually have no idea what Longhorn
Dam
is.
The Longhorn Dam, yeah.
Never heard. I've said dam watching the Longhorns play a lot. No.
Careful
lately,
now.
But I have not seen that before, and no, that is not me. That's got to be terrifying.
How do you get there, though?
I don't
You're
know.
In a boat.
I don't know.
There's a dam. Don't go near it. Keep your distance, my friends. Yes, it is the Wallet Open, the 21st, and it's amazing. So many of the partners have been here since the beginning. Brown Distributing, our great friends, Hunter Brown and the team, and Bud Light, and Bud Light Seltzer now. Here, you're a fan of the seltzers, BK.
I'm a fan of a lot of alcohol. I'm also a fan of the product that our guest right now.
I know. Well, I was going to say, and Tito's has been here from the beginning. But look, it's a local tournament with local people, and we're excited for the first time to talk to the folks who put on Austin Cocktails, BK.
Yeah.
Austin Cocktails, which started in 2015 in Austin, Texas, and now is in 25 states, but it's still homegrown and local, and it's a great story. And Jill and Kelly are here who founded this. It's you two ladies have taken this thing and made it take off. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Okay, so tell us about it. Austin Cocktails. Right here in 2015. What separates you all from the vast amounts of alcohol that BK likes to drink?
Yeah. Well, thank you guys for having us. First of
sure.
all,
sure. Well, thanks for your partnership.
Support this great event. So we are different in that we're trying to be a really sort of bar quality, bar proof cocktail. So all of our products are made with premium spirits, and so seltzers are made with malt, and some other products are made with wine. So we use 5x distilled vodka or 5x distilled tequila, and then natural ingredients we source from around the world. So trying to be a real premium cocktail made with real spirits. So that's how we're different.
So how long did it take y'all to master the margarita? Because I had a few margaritas last night, the sparkling orange bergamot flavor, and they were spectacular. Like I couldn't put it down. They were easy to drink. I had to like slow myself down a little bit there by the end of the night. But how did you guys just master these recipes to make these drinks in a can taste like a bar quality drink?
That was one of the biggest challenges with margarita, because everybody has their reference point for what a great margarita is. So we wanted to launch with one, but we couldn't perfect it in time. So we spent about 2 years developing that margarita. And we actually use this bergamot orange, which is in it. It's a little bit more sour than sweet, and it balances out the smokiness of the tequila. So it was a process. We had a lot of bad margaritas before we came up with that one.
Yep.
And that you should have been a taste tester on that job. That should have been you.
I would have volunteered. I would have done that for free. I'd still do it for free.
Okay,
if y'all
good,
are trying
good
out
know.
New products,
yeah.
let
good
me know.
Austin Cocktails, and a big partner here at the Mullet Open, and started right here in Austin, now in 25 states. But even in all the states, it's called Austin Cocktails, which is cool. And as you were saying, Austin's a cool buzz name. It's got a great brand of its own around the country.
It does. It really conjures something broadly positive to every American. And it's different for everybody, but I think some people sort of think they go to sports or technology or art or music. But overall, it's just really, really positive and very different if we had been like naming ourselves Miami Cocktails, for example.
Yeah.
It's really broadly appealing for both men and women.
No doubt about that. Now, we in Austin, we in Central Texas consider ourselves just one big family. Now, I know a lot of Californians and Floridians and a bunch of other people have come into our family as of late, but we love local and we love family-run and family-inspired businesses. And y'all talk about y'all's grandfather, Fred, as being the inspiration for Austin Cocktails. Can y'all talk about that and just kind of the familial aspect to your business? Now it's grown and it's become a national thing, but you guys started local and it started with family, which is really cool.
For sure. And it remains the heartbeat of our brand. So our grandfather, Fred, who we called Grandpa Fred, had this tradition that he called cocktail time, which was his ritual of stopping everything at 5 o'clock on summer nights, and everyone had to have a cocktail. So he made the kids all Shirley Temples in these little glasses, and then he made the adults cocktails. And we obviously did not appreciate it at the time growing up, but he had clearly arrived at some philosophy about the need to just make time for what Jill and I call joy and connection. And it is the backdrop of our most beautiful wonderful memories because we worked the farm with our cousins and aunts and uncles in the summers. And it spawned this lifelong love affair of cocktails, which was ultimately sort of at the core of how Austin Cocktails started. But it remains just as important today as it was day one.
That's awesome. And that, you know, work hard, which we do here in Austin, but then, you know, play hard and rest hard and relax and build memories with your family. Real spirits, real ingredients, real easy is Austin Cocktails. How many different flavors do we have? How many different drinks can we get?
So we have three in our cans, three different cocktails in our cans. We actually have five in our bottles, and we are coming out with one, possibly two, by the end of the year, new ones.
Nice.
Yeah.
So the margarita is one. What else can we get?
We have Fred's Ruby Red, which is made with five times distilled vodka, natural grapefruit, natural mint, natural lime, splash of organic agave. And then we have the cucumber vodka mojito, which is five times distilled vodka, cucumber, lime, and a little mint and splash of organic agave. And I should say, our whole belief about craft cocktails is that they're all about balance. And so we don't use any sugar or syrups. So our drinks are real crisp and clean, and they're naturally low calorie. So the margarita that you had last night was only 95 calories.
Wow.
But we don't feel like we're asking consumers to make a big taste calorie trade-off. We're just not using sugar.
No, you're not at all. All right, yeah. I want an answer from both of y'all here. It's kind of a two-part question. What's been the funnest is not a word, right?
Most fun.
What's been the most fun part of growing Austin Cocktails, and also what's been the most challenging part of growing y'all's company?
I think the most fun part is developing the cocktails, obviously. Mm-hmm. And one thing that people don't know is when we try the cocktails, we try them like first thing in the morning before we've had anything to eat.
Oh, wow.
Day drinkers.
That is, I know. So
drink all day if you don't start in the morning.
That's true. That's right. So at 8 a.m., we like, you know, before we brush our teeth, kind of rinse our mouth, we taste the cocktails to see how they taste so that we have it like on a bare tongue. Mm-hmm. And I think that's been kind of fun. It's also been, that could be the best and worst because we've had some really bad, Kelly's had some bad days after our test or cocktail try.
That's a real nice way of her saying I've not have quite the stomach that she has.
Yeah. I would say that's been really, you know, the most fun. I think it's been like challenging, you know, making the margarita was tough because we've tried, you know, we could try 20 drinks that suck before we get the one that's really good. So, I think that would be the most fun.
Yeah, I think for me, so Jill's naturally more extroverted than I am. And I think this job, for me, the very, very best part is doing this stuff right here, where it really gets me to be out in the community and know what's going on. And I just need that little nudge. And I feel like it gets me out seeing what's going on in our city, what's going on in other states, meeting lots of different people with lots of different backgrounds. I think that is hands down my favorite part. That happens frequently because we're in drink development probably 3 months out of the year. So I love that piece. I would say the hardest part is, you know, alcohol, like every business, even media, is a big brand business. And so as a small company, you know, you're knocking on a lot of doors that don't get opened or get slammed in your face. And that comes with the territory. It's all part of it. But that, you know, it takes a while to make a dent in things. And so that I would say it was a challenging build, but it built all the muscles that we need to be where we are now.
Well, it's awesome. It's a great story. A family-owned company and right here in Austin, Texas, from shelves 2015 to 25 states here in 2021, even through the pandemic. Austin Cocktails with Jill and Kelly. And by the way, you were a college golfer.
I was, yeah.
So are you the ringer today at the Mullet Open?
I wouldn't say that. It's been a long time since I've been in college, but I love playing golf, and I'm so happy to be here.
Nice.
So. What I really love is like people think when I walk up that, you know, this you know, girl, she's going to suck. She's not that good. And then
it
is kind of fun. They're like, hey, we like you now.
That's usually who wins the tournament, BK.
Oh, right.
Because she'll get to play the forward tees.
That's right.
And then jacket. 245 right down the middle.
Yeah.
And
hello. The forward tees here at the resort courses are awesome.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
You don't want to be in the longest drive contest with her. She's good.
I'm not messing with that. By the way, if y'all need like a friend or just like someone to hang out with, we've got golf. We've got drinking cocktails first thing in the morning, and we have a cocktail hour.
Have you met Brad?
Like, this is the first time I met them, and I love them already. Like, the Austin Cocktails is incredible, but, like, the people behind this and the fact that y'all drink and do cool stuff is really cool, too.
Booze before you brush your teeth.
Yeah.
Right.
Golf all day. This is perfect.
I mean, that's my life.
Face testing.
Right there. That is great.
Oh, man. That is awesome. Well, congratulations, and thank you all for being a partner of this event and helping the cause and being here, and congratulations on the success.
Thank you.
Our pleasure to be here.
Awesome. Austin Cocktails. Check it out. Pick it up and learn more about it. I mean, I'm listening to that thinking, oh, My wife's going to love that. My wife would love that. You know, and I would love the drinks that they were talking about right there as well. But that's what we do, and that's what Bucky does. It's another local company, much like Brown Distributing, Bud Light, and what they do and have done for so long, and Tito and his crew, and Tito Beverage, and now Austin Cocktails on board as well. So if you're out here at the Mullet Open, try it out. They'll have some samples here. And it's going to be fun. And, yeah, that's your gig, BK.
Dude.
That's your jam, as
oh
my son
goodness.
Would say.
Yeah. I mean, I'm trying to talk to our big bosses at the Horn and see if I can get a cocktail hour at 5 o'clock. So just midway through the afternoon show, I can just start pounding drinks.
Pause.
Like, that's what I'm looking for. So far, that has not picked up a lot of steam.
You know.
We're working on it.
Hey, never give up on your goals. I would say that. Never give up on your goals. Maybe Bucky and I will start doing a cocktail while Bucky cannot.
No.
But cocktail before the program we brush our teeth. Okay, so that's a cool story for sure. We also talk college football playoff and then the new 12-team format. You and I are both 100% on board with that bad boy. I want to get into this NBA playoffs with you, BK, as well, coming up. Was the P.J. Tucker, Kevin Durant thing for real? I mean, did the Longhorns, it was that. There's, and what was the security guard doing getting in the middle of that deal? That was I'm assuming, knowing you well enough and working with you long enough, that you would go with what's the jabroni doing on the floor?
Yeah, too many jabronis on the floor in NBA games these days, whether it's fans or security or guys throwing popcorn. There's a lot of jabroniness happening right now in sports.
Also, I hate to bring it up, but the LA Clippers in an 0-2 hole. They were down 0-2 to your Mavericks as well. Can they come all the way back? We'll talk about it, or is Utah just too damn good? We'll get into all those things. Coming up. But next, you know what it is, folks. It's your time to shine. It's only as good as you make it. It is the Blitz, and BK, it's a BK honorary Blitz. He's back and hanging out with us here before 10 a.m. in the morning. He's not usually up before noon, so you get a chance to shout at him. It is 447-3776, also a little salacious gossip. But first, it's the voice of the Longhorns, Craig Way.
Where you get that from? Did someone tell you that? Did someone tell you that? Because I ain't for no games, okay?
No games, just the gossip and plenty of Bud Light for sure, because thanks again to Brown Distributing, Hunter Brown and the team, Lori Brown and Agnes. I mean, it is the, what do you call it, the stack of Bud Lights or the stack of seltzers? What do we have here?
The Bud Light Pyramid.
Yeah, it's the Great Wall of Bud Lights.
Yeah, the throne, the pyramid, whatever you want to call it, man. It's cool to see.
We got the Bud Leaded's, we got the Bud Light Skis, we've got the Michelob Ultras, and essentially if you're playing in the Mullet Open and you pick any of the par threes for, with your team, whichever one you want, you get to decide within your foursome. And then the closest to the pin within your group on that hole is going to take home one of those cases. You get to walk up and pick what you want.
That's the best part of this thing, man.
Everybody walks out here with, like, loads of stuff. One year I watched Bob Cole walk out with a lawnmower. I was like, Bob, where are you going to put the – I said, I need this lawnmower. Hey, man, I got to mow the lawn.
He actually walked the whole thing home. I saw him on 71 just pushing the mower.
Hey, man, Bob's a neighbor now out there in the O.C. And
there you go.
Yeah. But good people. And, yeah, that's what it's about. I mean, I was looking at the prizes down there. There's probably over under 50 putters. So if you can't win a putter here, like a brand-new putter for your golf game, you cannot win a putter. If you've been eyeing one, you can get that. There's some kind of little motorbike thing deal down there that I think is really cool.
Yeah.
I don't know where that moped – not a moped, it's like a mini motorcycle, but it's kind of between – it's cool.
Yeah, it is awesome. I think it goes like 30 miles an hour maybe. So it's a fun. It's not like completely street legal. You can't take that thing on the highway, but it looks pretty slick, and I think you can use it for some off road stuff. Yeah,
Buck, where'd you get that motorbike thing deal?
Tractor Supply.
Tractor Supply.
There we go.
You think that would look cool? Yeah. Okay. So you think that would be cool if I showed up on that bad boy at the Rot Rally? Come on,
dude. They would kick you out. Yeah, there you go.
Oh, yeah. That's perfect little transportation.
And how about the 82-inch TV from our buddy Tom McKay and Audio-Visual Consultations?
Bucky's got the 75-incher. I thought his was big. Good night. 82? It's out of control.
Man.
Thank you, Tom McKay, and thank you, Brown Distributing and Bud Light, and good stuff right there. So come out here, win yourself a prize. It's going to be fun. All right, so what's your verdict last night, BK? Kevin Durant, P.J. Tucker, and we know Isaiah Collier told us the night before, Shaq and Kenny Jett, and then we're criticizing P.J. Tucker because he was talking about glowingly about Kevin Durant and how good he is and how great a scorer he is. Was this staged or was this for real?
I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised if it was staged. I mean, P.J. Tucker is known for this, right? He's done this over the course of his career. He's just a hard-nosed, gritty, tough player and he'll get in other people's faces. So if those two actually got into a fight, I would take P.J. Tucker 11 times out of 10. Knowing what we know about KD. But KD is also kind of known for talking a little bit, and guys get a little ticked at him. So maybe there was a stage aspect of this, but man, it's the NBA playoffs, man. And PJ's been guarding KD for a large portion of the series, so and KD's been doing pretty damn well in this series too. So maybe it's just emotions coming to a head.
All right. Well, are you also on board with the allegations, or at least the report that Kevin Durant invited an adult entertainer to be his side chick?
I'm all about that. I mean, if I could do something like that, I would, in a heartbeat. I'd have an adult entertainer as the main chick, the side chick, left chick, right chick. I mean, every single one. I'd make it happen.
I guess I could see Kevin Durant. You know, he's a professional. You probably want to go out with a professional. Like, you know, why would you want to go out with a rank amateur when it comes time for after dark stuff?
Yeah.
She's a professional.
Right, exactly.
You're a professional.
Might as well make it happen. At some point, you got to elevate your game off the court, too, and that's what KD is doing.
Yeah, Isaiah Collier at the Horn headquarters. You okay with that? You know, professional, meet professional. That's, I mean, it's kind of what you do. You look for the best in your field.
Oh, you know I'm okay with it. I told y'all about how efficient KD's been. Come on now.
That's efficiency what he's doing.
Hey, you know what? I don't mind. KD is one of the most efficient scorers of all time. He's looking for efficient scoring.
I was about to say, he's efficient on and off the court, man. It's,
but in a partner, he's looking for efficiency.
And look, you know,
who's better than that than a professional who's been trained to be as efficient as possible?
Hey, people criticized, and I criticized, his decision to go from Oklahoma City to San Francisco. But come on now. We're talking about off-the-court efficiency here. You go from threes to tens out there. Then you go to Brooklyn, you go to New York, and all the talent that's out there.
And the only thing more efficient than one of them is two. You know what I'm saying, BK?
That's true.
That's all I'm saying.
That is true. Smart man right there. That's a Texas grad.
Did he graduate?
I don't know. He'll graduate at some point.
In a new survey, 45% of people say they plan to spend more money this summer than the past two summers combined. They say they've saved up their money and they're ready to spend it. You on board with this, BK? People are ready to go spend.
Well, I might spend my money on this. Hopefully somebody spends their money on this.
Is that Ricky Williams' Heisman Trophy that the Bucky is holding?
That's my Heisman
Trophy. That's my Heisman Trophy.
Oh, yeah.
So Ricky Williams' Heisman Trophy is here.
What is that, like, for sale? Nice.
Silent auction. You can come and put a bid on his Heisman Trophy.
How about that? It looks like it's signed, too. That's incredible, man.
Let me ask you this. There's another survey out there that says the top simple words that Americans have to Google to spell properly are the following. And I want to ask you if you have any trouble with spelling any of these without some help. Quiet.
Okay. Q-U-I-E-T.
Easy. Quiet. Color.
C-O-L-O-U-R.
Like in living color?
Yes.
Bagel.
Well, as a Jewish guy, I know how to spell that. That's
equal
easy.
Seems easy. Friend. I guess people get the I and the E.
Right.
That's easy. Cousin. Cousin's easy.
C-O-U-I-S-I-N-G.
There's one on here that I saw. Okay, I can see that. Beautiful. Sometimes I struggle with beautiful.
Ah, those are all pretty easy,
I know.
Man.
Well, Americans are pretty dumb, so that's the way we know.
Receive is one. Like, the I before E word sometimes gets
me. Yeah, they can
like
get
friend
you.
Is not, but sometimes the I before E's confuse the hell out
yeah.
of me.
Yeah, like the Chiefs and Kansas City Chiefs. Remember the commercial with the guy that spelled it wrong in the end zone?
Yep.
I could see that sometimes. All right, let's go to your Blitz.
The Bucky and E Blitz.
The Morning Blitz brought to you by Apple Leasing, where you only have to pay for the new half of the car or truck, the half under factory warranty, in any make, any model. Click appleleasing.com and see how easy it is.
Oh, sorry. I was waiting for Bucky to talk. But Bucky's not here. I usually sit back and don't do anything on this segment. All right, first Blitzer, you are up.
Hey, I get a call from Big Tom. He says, Bucky's up here at the Yellow Rose telling all the girls that he owns the place. And I said, y'all having fun? He says, Bucky is. But that night we spread sugar on that Aggie field. You ask Bucky, we had the best time there is. So here goes. The little rockin' rooster, he's sleeping in when he said, these chicks of mine who like owls all night long. Rocking like the sun just came up, stars in the middle of the night. Then in broad daylight, hey, these chicks, they rock all night. He's having a time on the prowl. Jumped up there on top of Mama Cow's back. Bending his knees like he was going to
Hey. When did the Blitz become War and Peace? Can we turn him down? What
is this
we
a full-length song?
Is this like a mini-series?
A poem?
Next Blitz.
We got Edgar Allan Bro here?
Blitz means quick and efficient. Next Blitzer, you're up.
Hey, guys. Good thing I can't stop that. But hey, really quick. Aaron, what's up with those peanut butter pretzels, man? Nobody eats that crap. And what's with Bucky, probably the homeless guy that can't, and BK? Come on, bro. Oh, Californians and Floridians, they are not family here in Texas.
No, that's what I was saying. And that was a really long
These are Bucky's
too.
Peanut
are
butter pretzels.
These are great. Do people not like peanut butter pretzels? Those things are addicting as hell.
That's a pretty good invention, by the way.
Yeah, by the way, that first call was a Todd Orlando blitz. It took way too long, and it was coming from way too far out.
And it took forever. Yeah, yeah. It didn't develop really. Next blitzer, you're up.
Yo, BK, since we're having the battle of the cattle at Disfalk Field, can we get a hookup on the trailer and bring some of your heifer girlfriends over for emotional fan support?
He's kind of right. The battle of the cattle, the bulls and the longhorns.
It's not
I like
a bad
it.
Idea.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, I'll try to make that happen.
Next blitzer.
Hola, Bucky and Belils. Hey, the TNT parabolic mic was able to pick up P.J. Tucker telling Kevin Durant he was singing the Eyes of Texas to him.
We're still allowed to do that? All right, next blitzer, you're up.
If you think peanut butter pretzels are addicting, try dipping pretzels into cream cheese. That is truly the greatest snack of all time.
Wow. Spoken like a true New Yorker. Next blitzer, you're up.
Hey, yes, this is Bev Kearney. BK, you can have the golf with the girls. You can have the 8 a.m. cocktail with the girls. I'm more interested in that baritone she was talking about.
Ooh, hey.
Thanks, Bev. Appreciate
so
you calling
bad.
In.
So bad.
Take her up on
people
that.
People can't say anything without taking it somewhere else. Mm. Next blitzer, you're up.
In the bullets, but let them hang. Because when you let them hang, you get to bang.
That's exactly right. Let them hang on a Friday. Next blitzer, you're up.
BK and E.
Yo.
Look for the SS Lil' Kev yacht on Float the River today.
Oh, no. Lil' Kev's going to be out here?
The Lazy River at the resort. I love this.
Oh, man.
All right. How many more, Zay? Next blitzer, you're up.
Who in the hell let Dr. Seuss on the blitz this morning?
Yeah, we're not reading a book on the blitz there.
I mean, he was going to go for another 5 minutes if we didn't stop.
There's no question about that. Next blitzer, you're up.
Hey, the real winner of life is the one who has the most fun. Bucky said, y'all, Aaron, you're the winner. So, here you go, Aaron. And that's a Bucky.
Oh, so let's shut it down right there, Zay. That
man.
Was too much.
What
pass,
is
pass. Puff, puff, pass, pass.
Oh, the blitz is back. I
let's
love
go.
It.
That
was awesome, man.
When executed at its best, it is horrible, horrible radio.
But great at the same time.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, we'll come back and pick up all the things that are great at the same time, all from the Mullet Open. That is Ricky. That's probably Ricky Williams' actual Heisman Trophy. That's not a replica.
Yeah, he got high one day and
sold
Bucky
it.
Went and stole it, I think.
I don't remember it was a story. He sold it.
Yeah?
He got it. Tony got it.
How about that?
Tony's selling it. At a silent auction. They got David Robinson jerseys over, Jack Nicklaus green jackets. They got some incredible silent auction items here at the Mullet Open. Okay, come out here just to bid on that this afternoon if you're not playing in the tournament. We're back. We'll get back into the college football playoff 12-team scenario, NBA playoffs. And, yes, the Longhorns on the road to Omaha. It begins Saturday. We'll preview next.